So now we get to the part of this module where we talk about terminations. I remember I was sitting in the office and a woman, we'll call her Jill, was about to be terminated. And I was asked to come in because I had been coaching her for a while, and I was asked to sit there for moral support, I guess. And as I sat there, the leader of that organization delivered the news, and he delivered it swiftly, very quickly. And I watched as the devastation took over her. And I swore at that moment, I'm never gonna let that happen again in this organization. It was just an awful experience. Now, I've also actually been fired once before, which is not a great experience. But this whole thing about terminating people is one of the worst things that any leader ever has to do. And if you're mostly human and not a sociopath or a psychopath, you will never like it. You're not supposed to like it, but you can get good at it, and it can get a lot easier to do. It never gets easy. So what this module is going to do is just help you understand how to best do this. Now, the thing that's really important to remember is how you terminate someone is a direct expression of your why and your how, your vision and your values. Remember we talked about, I think it was module one, video 13, rituals, tools, and processes, that these things are what form the bedrock of whether your values are actually being lived out. How you transition people out of your company and organization is an expression of your values. So pay really close attention to the process you create, because it will determine what that is. Now, you get to decide what those values are, you get to decide your vision, and you get to decide your process. What I'm gonna do is suggest something that I believe is transcendently more human, which is really the thing that I hope we all get good at, is human termination, ending employment for people that truly respects their dignity and gives them a sense of empowerment as much as humanly possible on the way out. And I have done this process multiple times. I have seen win-wins across the board many times. It's not always beautiful, but it is so much better than what I typically see. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, here are the steps that you want to take. And there's a guidebook that will take you through everything in greater detail. Go ahead and review that, download it if you ever have questions. But I want to tell you the stories here and walk you through how it works. So first step is this. No surprises when possible. So the goal in any kind of a termination is you don't want anybody to be surprised if you can help it. Now, there are some cases where it happens. Maybe someone has done something, they've been caught doing something immoral or illegal. But for the most part, there is a way to ensure that people aren't surprised when it comes, which is one of the most painful parts of being terminated, is that it's usually a shock to people. There's a way to prevent that. We'll talk about what that is. And the main way you do that is, number two, is you actually have or develop a performance improvement process. So here's what I mean by that. This is pretty straightforward too. Actually, we just covered this in the last several videos, which is basically I'm gonna recommend to you a process that has two parts, and you can use this. And the first part is use the ARISE model. So when somebody isn't performing, walk through the ARISE model long before you ever get to a conversation about termination. One of the biggest challenges that I see in people having termination conversations is they deal with the fact that they have an underperforming team member, they're getting more and more irritated, they're not having the hard conversations in ways that are effective, they're not getting the results, and then they start taking it a little bit personally, or they're just irritated because it's causing them problems, and they use the termination as an opportunity to vent. And when you vent a termination, that is bad for everybody. In some cases, it can even have legal implications, and so you want to avoid that by staying emotionally current throughout the process. So first one is, go do the due diligence on the ARISE process. Give it the right amount of time. The second thing you want to do in your process is this. Give them a choice. Here's what I mean by give them a choice. That may sound strange. If you've gone through the entire process of the ARISE model and you're still not seeing the performance you know you need, you can present them with a choice early in the process. And the choice is this, one of two things. Either A, you can have them enroll in a turnaround plan, which I'll describe in a minute, or you can initiate a transition plan. So what's the difference? What are these things? So a turnaround plan is what some people call a PIP, or a performance improvement plan. This is typically a 90-day time period. It's a written document that details exactly what behavioral or competencies need to be seen, what the expectations are for behavior or competency change, along with, if you can, observable concrete metrics, data that they have to meet so that they know how they're doing against their performance improvement plan or their turnaround plan. So this is a chance for them to take 90 days to turn their performance around, or it will end in a termination. So that's one option. Or the second, you can also say at that same time, you give them another option, which is we could begin a transition plan. And either way is fine. Here's how a transition plan works. You decide you don't want to do this turnaround plan, and instead you want to initiate a job search. And we'll give you, you know, time to do that, 90 days. You have our full support. As long as, you know, you keep it quiet, you treat it as a resignation. And I mean, quiet, what I mean is we respect your dignity. We don't talk about it as a termination. We talk about it as your own choice to resign. And we'll give you time to look for a job starting now. And you'll help us make that transition. So that's what the transition plan is. Now, the reason that I suggest you offer that early is because I've actually found that people often take the transition plan, which makes it so much easier. And the reason they might take it is they might look at what the turnaround plan looks like and they go, gosh, I don't think this is gonna work. I don't think I have the skill for that. I don't think I wanna develop the skill for that. Or candidly, I don't think that I have the motivation to do this kind of work that for something that may just end up in a termination anyway. So you give them that choice. Now, let's move to the next step. Find the Goldilocks zone. Here's what I mean by this. Let's say that you give them the choice and they choose that they want to pursue this and keep working on it. The Goldilocks zone is this. There's a saying in HR communities that goes like this: hire slow and fire fast. It's a good saying. I understand why it's there. It's there in large part because nobody likes to fire anybody unless you're a sociopath or unless they've done something really bad, in which case you're eager to punish them. But for the most part, nobody enjoys that process. And so often what can happen is people can delay and wait and delay and wait and wait and wait, and that can actually really hurt the organization and the team. And so they're designed to get people to move faster. Now, that has been misunderstood and misused so many times that I'm going to challenge it a little bit. And these are the two mistakes that I see people make as it relates to the timing of firing people. One is they go too fast, the other is they go too slow. And by too fast, I mean they make the decision too fast and they have the conversation too fast, because there's two different components, right? And by too slow, I mean they're too slow in making a decision and they wait too long to have the conversation. When you go too fast, when you don't allow the arise process to unfold properly, you miss a chance to hold on to a team member, because turnover costs the organization, on average, 200% the annual salary of that team member. It is not cheap. Lost morale, lost organizational institutional memory, onboarding, new search process, lots of things can go awry. So going fast, ripping the Band-Aid off, that doesn't necessarily help you. And the same is true with the conversation. We'll get to the conversation in a minute. But just going in and saying, thanks for being here, you're out, there's an element of that that is not going to be helpful. So the second problem is going too slow. Here's what happens when you go too slow. It's when you delay and delay and delay and delay, either because you have a very close relationship or you feel like maybe they can turn it around. And the problem is they're just not turning it around. It can hurt the organization and it can hurt your credibility as the leader. Here's why. If you can't seem to make a decision, if you don't seem to move, you need to know that everybody else around you can see this problem. All the other team members, they can see it. And what happens is they start to lose trust in the leader's ability to create a culture of accountability. And that demotivates people. So that's why going too slow is a problem. So that's why I talk about you got to find the Goldilocks zone, that kind of just right timing. And it's different in every case. So you just want to be thinking about, how are we doing? Are we in the Goldilocks zone? Okay, next one, tune your mindset. When you go into this conversation, remember the story you might be telling yourself, the reason that it produces anxiety, fear, frustration, concern, the reason you might want to avoid it. Tell yourself these two things. Remember these two things. First, you are not responsible for the livelihood of anybody else, no matter what they think of that. They may think you are responsible for their livelihood, but you are not. That is their responsibility and always has been, just as it is your responsibility to be responsible for your own livelihood. Nobody else is responsible for that. So that's the first thing that can free you just a little bit to be able to accept the second truth, which is this. You are actually doing them a service when you confront their limits, the truth of their limits. Because when you confront the truth of their limits, you are directly supporting their second job. Remember, their second job is to grow. Nothing helps growth more than helping you confront a limit. It's really powerful. Nothing is worse for our growth than propping up some artificial illusion of competence when there isn't one. So it is a service to them when you end the relationship with the company. They will not thank you for it. They will not look at it as a service. There are some that do, but for the most part, they won't. But that doesn't make it any less true. So just remember that. One, you're not responsible for their livelihood. And two, it is a service to them when you confront them with the truth of their limits so that they can grow, so that they can get on with their own destiny. Now, when you embody that, when you inhabit that in your being, and you bring that presence and that conscious awareness to the conversation, they will pick up on that unconsciously. They will sense your groundedness, your confidence in them, your lack of fear, your compassion. And what it does is it gives them a chance to take responsibility for their life. It gives them a chance to stand on their own two feet because you're speaking to the most adult part of them. So that's what this one is all about. Next, be direct. Whatever you do, when you have the conversation, this is now, everything I've been telling you up until now has been preparing for the conversation. Now you get to have the conversation. First simple thing is make sure you're direct. Make sure you tell them, simply stated, most important thing up front. And remember, after you say this part, they're not going to hear a lot afterwards. So the statement is this: we've decided to end your employment with the company. Now, there are different ways to say this. You can play around with different words. Here's the reason I like this. One, I don't like the word terminate. I think it actually is a sign more with death to terminate someone. But to end employment, we're not terminating you. We're ending your employment with the company. And we're not terminating all employment everywhere, right? You're just sort of punching in your mind, look, we've decided to end your employment with the company. That's not going to be fun to hear. It's not going to be fun to deliver. But when you know how to say it, it's easier to deliver when you have that kind of confidence. So bring that awareness, say it with that kind of confidence. Then tell them why, very briefly. If you've done the process right, it won't be a surprise. They should know. You'd be able to perform, you know, point to a plan maybe or something. And then tell them next steps. And we'll get to next steps in just a minute. But the thing to remember about this moment is this is not a time for negotiation or discussion. You are delivering a decision and helping them know that. And you may even need to warn them. Sometimes they might try to argue and retrade it and ask, well, what about this? And they'll want to replay. And your job in that moment is just to say, look, this isn't actually a discussion. This is me delivering a decision. And I'll love to have a further conversation with you after you've had some time to digest it. And that's the other thing you do. You give them time to go through their emotional paces before you get into all the minutia of what's going on. Okay? So that's the next one. Be kind. Now, when I say be kind, I don't mean overly identify with their pain and suffering. Don't be too entering into it with too much compassion. Compassion is good, but too much of it, where you try to enter in, will ring really false and it isn't going to help them or you. It gets a little bit messy. But you do want to treat them and think through phrases and words that treat them with respect. So go back to the videos in this module around switches. What are those, or around, you know, overplayed strengths. What are those phrases and words that you want to be thinking about that can relay this to them in a way that is respectful and kind? Next, and this is really the last one, give them options. When we talk, so we talked about giving them a choice earlier, right? And that choice was you can either take a transition plan or you can take a turnaround plan. You have a choice. Now, this is after you've gotten to that point, it's no longer a choice that they have to leave the company. They get to choose how they leave the company or the organization or the team. And here's the choice you give them. See, typically the way termination works is this. This is best practice. You go online, you could actually read this. This is what they'll teach you, is make it fast, tell them the news, walk them to their desk, clean up their stuff, walk them out the door, take their keys, hand them their 2-week severance check, shake their hand, thank them for their time, and walk away. That's what they will teach you to do. Now, you can do that if you want, and it has some merits in some cases, but it isn't usually in the best interest of you, them, or the organization. So here's what you can do. You present them with an option. Option one is the one I just described. We can have you, if you'd like, you can leave immediately, and we'll pay you your severance. And that'll be the end of the relationship with this company. Or, alternatively, we will keep you employed for the next 90 days. And during those 90 days, you are free to look for another job. You are free to begin to sort of close out relationships where it feels right. You are going to be less accountable for the work that you do, but we will be asking you to transition the work over in good faith. Now, you may, as a part of this, you may decide you want to offer them a positive referral. You might decide to ask them to train their replacement. But always what you're reminding them is, we know that it's easier to find a job when you already have a job. And so we want you to stay on our books so that it's easier for you to find a job with integrity. We want you to land on your feet, and that's how we're going to do it. Now, in exchange, there isn't severance, and they will transition with goodwill. A lot of people fear this option. And the reason they fear this option is they think a person's going to do something crazy and dangerous and outlandish. The only reason people do things like that are when they are treated badly. Then they will do stupid things. When you treat them with that kind of respect, when you treat them without that surprise, when you give them choices along the way, and when you plan it, I have not personally yet seen anybody, and I've done this many, many times, I've never seen anybody take option one. And every time I've seen somebody take option two, I have yet to have anyone act out in any way that was inappropriate. They acted like adults because they were treated like an adult. And that is one of the best things you can do in the termination process. There are so many advantages to option two, by the way. You don't have to pay severance. You get less chance of losing institutional knowledge because they can actually share information and transfer it over. You will be less disruptive to the organization. A termination isn't just hard on the person, it's hard on the people around them. Even if they should be gone, it's destabilizing. It creates anxiety and fear, and it can decrease morale. So you want to make sure that when you do this, you're doing it in a way that minimizes the amount of impact to the organization. It's also good for you. It's easier for you to deliver this message, and it's much easier to receive it. This is a really hard thing to be on the receiving end of course, but this makes it so much easier, that sense of choice, that ability to have time to digest what just happened, and to be able to turn and look ahead to the future and actually celebrate as you leave the organization. So this is how you go about doing terminations in ways, or ending relationships with companies in ways that are respectful, create dignity, support your vision and your values. So hopefully you'll adopt this. I'd love for this to make its way across the world so that more people could take this on. I hope you'll take it seriously.